Shaloh HaKadosh brings down the Tanchuma that tells us about the Pasuk Matoivo Lecha Yaakov. That is the Toiv of the all Yaakov B'Yeshuvan. And there's the Toiv of the Mishkanos Yisrael Afilu B'Chubanon. Sugya tells us in Masechta Megillah, Noyagin ben kovod b'chubanon kimoy b'yeshuvan. The halacha is that kovod is to be given to mekoymes kedoshim b'chubanon, similar to what was given to them b'shas yeshuva. The Shaloh HaKadosh is medayik the words of the pasuk Matoivah lecha Yaakov, Oya Eloshin Arai, to temporary type of dwelling, and the word Yaakov, which refers to the lower level of Klal Yisrael. Mishkanei Secha, which refers to the time that the Beis HaMikdash was taken as a mashkein. Nishas HaChurban, and then Klal Yisrael is referred to as Yisrael with the greater level. It seems that there's almost more to be achieved B'shas HaChurban than B'shas Yeshuvan. Arimim HaShem Kidilisoni, I give you greatness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kidilisoni. Dilisoni explains itself two ways. Dilisoni, you raised me. Dilisoni, you lowered me. Oidcha HaShem Ki Anisoni, I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Anisoni, again with two connotations. Anisoni, you have answered my plea. Anisoni, you have pained me. And sometimes the pain is the answer, is the Anisoni of my plea and request. The Pasuk tells us in Navi that the Yimei, the Tzayim, Tzayim Harvi, Tzayim HaChamishi, and all the Tzayimis will be Nishapech to Klal Yisrael, L'Sosayin U'L'Simcha. From the Chorban, from the Avelis, comes and emerges the greatest Sosayin V'Simcha, Chag HaShem Mochar, that Aaron HaKohen said in respect to Shiv Asa B'Tamuz. Chag HaShem Mochar, Yesh Mochar, there's a tomorrow which refers to a time in the future when that same Shivasa B'Tamiz will be a Chag. The Pasuk in the Teichacha says the following, V'haya ka'asheh sos, and it shall be ka'asheh sos Hashem Aleichem le'etiv eschem. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoiced to bring all that good to Klal Yisrael, u'laharbeis eschem, Ken yosis Hashem aleichem lahavid eschem lahashmid eschem. So too, yosis Hashem aleichem. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be sus upon bringing destruction to Klal Yisrael. The Mefarshim answer, yosis does not mean he will rejoice, but he will make others rejoice. It's the joy of the goyim when they feel they have accomplished so much destruction and sorrows for Klal Yisrael. But the Shaloh HaKadosh says that the word Yosis still retains the meaning of Simcha and Sosayim, like we find in other Psukim, Yosis, Alayich, Elikoyich. How does the Pasuk use a word that connotates Sosayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can that be used in reference to a time of Lahavid Eschem Ulahashmid Eschem? Obviously, there's so much to achieve B'Yimei HaGolus, B'Yimei HaChurban, that the greatness of Klal Yisrael emerges B'davka in this time, in this Tkufa, the time in Tkufa that's going to turn into Sosayin B'Simcha, turn into a Chag. But how do we understand? What is it that we are to learn? What lesson is the Golus supposed to teach us so that we could truly achieve the greatness of Yisrael and see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? I wanted to quote a Yalkut in Hosea. And the Yalkut says the following. The Yalkut is referring to a pasuk in Hosea, Chesed chafatzti v'loy zavach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's chesed that I desire, v'loy zavach, and not the carbon. And the Lashon HaYalkut is, Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu chaviv alai chesed shatim goyimlim, chesed zeh lezeh, yoyseh mikol zavach shezavach shleima lefonai, elef oilus yale shleima. It's more beloved, more desire to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed that Klal Yisrael does with each other, more so than the many kabbanis that Shlomo HaMelech was to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara Yalkut brings down the following story. Pam achas, hoyer Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai mahalach b'Yerushalayim, hoyer Rabbi Yeshua mahalach achrav. Yeshua and Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai were walking in the streets of Yerushalayim, and they faced the Mokim HaMikdash, the Mokim HaChorben. And Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai and says, Oy lanu, woe is to us, al habayis shehu chorev, mokoim shemiskaprim boy avoynei seinu. Om aloi. And Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai, surprisingly enough, responds to Rabbi Yeshua and says the following, Bini al yeir alucha, it should not be something that's difficult and something that's ra to use upon seeing destruction of the Migdash. Ki yesh lonu kapora ki yoytze bizeh. We, Klal Yisrael, have a kapora which can be compared to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kabbonis that are mechapan Klal Yisrael. And he said to Vezezeh, what is it that's a kapora to us no less than the Kabbonis brought in the Mikdash? And he said, Zegmilis Chasodim. Yech Mezaki said, the chesed that we do for each other is b'mokoyim, the Mikdash. So don't krechts about the Mikdash. Don't forget that there's something within Klal Yisrael, almost seemingly saying that yes, it's kedai, almost the Churban HaMikdash, so to say, to substitute the Kaporis HaKobonis with the Gemilas Chasodim that Klal Yisrael does for each other. L'kach nema, ki chesed chofatzti v'loy zevach, the Meral explains so nicely in the Siv Gemilas Chasodim. He explains, b'chesed ve'emes yichupar ovoin. There's an unusual kapora that comes from chesed, and he explains it like this, and he says that chesed is the antidote to roiv of the taivas hayetza. Most of the michshalim, most chatoim of Klal Yisrael come from the pursuit that one has, his selfishness, his involvement in pursuing his own desires. The involvement of chesed removes the person from that pursuit, and that care for himself instills in the person what it means to think about another person. And in that way, says the Maral, that the person has attacked the root of chatoyim, the root of taiva, the root of self-pursuit has been attacked to the Midas HaChesed. Those are the words of the Maral in the Sivik Milas Chasadim Perek Aleph. I wanted to bring down the following. Hagoyin of Chaim Volozhiner said that there's many things in Klal Yisrael that an Iker has become a Tofel, and a Tofel has become an Iker. The example that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, one of the examples that HaGoyin Reb Chaim Volozhiner said was the Indian of a Tainus. In the world it became that a Tainus, the Iker, is the aspect of fasting on a Tainus, and the aspect of Tshuva and his Oiris, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, became something trivial, something that's not, unfortunately, the focus of the Tainus day. The Gemara says in Brachos the following. The Gemara says, Igra the Tainus Tzidkasa, the Schar of a Tainus Tzidkasa. And Rashi explains that Gemara, the Gemara is on Davova Mitbeis in Mesechta Brachos. What does it mean, Tzidkasa, the Tzedakah that Yidden give? Le'es Mincha comes the late afternoon, the Aniyim are to be found in Shul. Noistin Tzedakah Le'erev Le'panosis Aniyim. It's the Aniyim that are in Shul and they need some money, they need something to break their fast on. Igra the Tainis at Tzidkasa. Taisa says in Masechta Megillah the reason why Haftarah is read on a Tainis by Mincha and not by Shachris, because the Haftarah mentions the idea of Tzedakah, and it's to serve as a reminder to Yid, true, you had a day of Tainis, but don't forget the people that are there in Shul and don't have what to break their fast on. Igra the Tainis are contrary to the way we think. Our understanding is the Schar v'Tainus, or it's the Mesiras Nefesh, is the fact that I went through a day with discomfort. And here Chazal tell us, on the contrary, the Ikar Schar comes at the end of the Tainus, when the Tainus served you well. It served you well to not to minimize, and to be able to think about another Yid. And that Yid is the only standing in Shul who needs the ability to break his fast on a Suda. That's the Schar of the Tainus. That means that we did actually grow from the day of the Tainus. It was an experience that uplifted us. The Tainus itself enabled us to be able to think about somebody else. What that means, Schar HaTainus, is Tzidkasa. It's the mistake we have. We think about ourselves. I'm so great, fulfilling the Tainus. I actually pulled through the day. And here Chazal tells us, but what did you gain from the Tainus? And what you were supposed to gain is the experience of being able now to think about somebody else, a whole day of not being involved in yourself. And I have to say over a Divrei Maral in Parshas Korach. Maral says in Parshas Korach, why was it that when it comes to Machlokes is something that Rashi brings down from Chazal, Afilu Yoin Kishadayim, little innocent babies also suffered by Machlokes. And the Maral explains us exactly why. The machlekes, if there's machlekes, it means that the two people were not able to be mevater. They were not able to forego, look away. No vita means, din, I demand what's coming to me, must come to me. That's machlekes, a lack of vita, a lack of lifnim mishuris hadin. Says the Maral, when Yidden conduct themselves in a way of din, they're not able to be mischased. They're not able to look away from what they think is coming to them. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu also conducts himself bidin? And who is able to exist when there's din from Shemayim? If the look of one Yid to another is a look of din, a look of that I have to get what's coming to me. You have opened the door and triggered off a Din Shemayim, which Din Shemayim causes that even Yoinke Shadayim, Shaloichotu Klal, were also part of the destruction. The Chet of Adas Korach, Vatibla Oysom, Tapom, Yoinke Shadayim, similarly, the Maral explains the Gemara in Shabbos, Talmud Chochom Shlei Nisbat Ka'alocha. A Talmud Chochom that's not Nisbat Ka'alocha is the Gemara says is Roy the Koyver Bechayim. The Gemara brings the proof from Yeshua. Yeshua was a Nisbat Kalocha. And the mountain wanted to swallow the people. And the Maral says the Pshat in the Gemara is Roy the Koyver Bechayim. That's a tremendous Midas Hadin, but it's the result of people or somebody not wanting to recognize that there's a din, a Talmud Chacham that's taken away from the world, that's din. And if you don't recognize din, you have triggered off din shemayim on oneself. What's the antidote for din? What is our Yeshua from din? And I wanted to say what Pasuk, Rachel Imenu said to Yaakov Avinu, Havli bonim bim ayin meisa neichi. How is it that she said to Yaakov, was he actually in control? Havli bonim bim ayin meisa neichi. And I think the answer is what we're saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyeg mida keneged mida. And Rachel Imenu said to Yaakov, if you would properly feel my plight, if you would understand and sympathize properly with my plight, and you were to be noise be'oil be'emes with my situation, that would trigger off from Shemayim an immediate response. It can't be when there's another yid that thinks about another. And he's noisei ba'oil be'emes im chaveroi. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how can a yid be noisei ba'oil and I myself not be noisei ba'oil? The Eitzah, Golus, is a time of awareness of din. We are to aware there's so much suffering going on around us. What does it mean to us to observe such tsar and sorrow for Klal Yisrael? And the answer is, it's Midas Hadin. But what's our response to Midas Hadin? What's our antidote to Midas Hadin? How do we counteract? What is the Ratzon Shemayim? And the answer is to counteract Din is for us to be noyig with that beautiful Mida of the Lifnim Yishuris Hadin, like the Gemara tells us, to be noisei ba'oil im chaver, to be noisei, that type of chesed, to care properly for another yid. I saw that they bring down the altar from Slabodka. They didn't understand why he looked so weak always. Why did the altar from Slabodka look so weak? And it took them a while until they figured it out. They understood Alta from Sabotka. He was Misane Tanesim. He fasted Tanesim for his Talmidim, for the welfare, the physical welfare of his Talmidim. He fasted Tanesim to know and hope that he's carrying the proper responsibility to each and every Talmid. That's what it means, Noise Ba'al. He was able, like Chazal tell us, a Talmud Chacham who's bitzar, tzarech sheyechle, one must make himself sick over the tzar of a Talmud Chacham. Hagoyin Reb Chaim Oizer said the following. He said that he used to think that the greatest accomplishment that one could do in life is to write a Chibur al Rambam, Chibur on Shas. And he said he changed his mind and he decided. Chaim Oizer said he decided that's what's greater than that is l'chazik, l'chazik leiv ha'emololim, to be mechazik almanis. I heard that Chaim Oizer's sefer was ready to print maybe 40 years before it went to print. And he said that the reason why he didn't give it to print is because he felt that the money was needed for better causes. If he could help out people, people of need, aniyim, yusaimim, almanis, he felt that was more important. The Gemara says in Brachas, I want to end off with this. The Gemara says in Brachas, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, Chola b'noi, his son became sick, and what did he do? So he called for Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. he summoned Rav Chanina ben Daisa that be mispal. His family didn't understand the reason. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, you are the Gadol Hadar. Why are you summoning Rav Chanina ben Daisa? The word says the answer that he gave. He's ke'eved lifnei melech, and I'm kisal lifnei melech. And an eved has free rights to come into the melech at all times. But the Mashal says something very special about this Gemara. And he tells us the following. You know, Chazal tell us, Yofe tfilas choyle al atzmoy mitfilas achem lov. It's better and more powerful the tfila of the choyle on himself than others on him. However, says the Mashal, there are times and instances where somebody else's tfila, like Rav Chanina ben Daisa, is more effective and more powerful than the person himself. And I think that's what the Mashal means to say, that if another Yid is able to be mispalo al chaveri, because he sincerely feels the tsar of the other Yid, that tefillah, which comes from such sincerity, that tefillah is actually more powerful and effective even than the tefillah of the choyle from self. Golus is a time of awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat. We must be aware and recognize that everything is b'tzedek u'b'mishpat. But our etzah to counteract HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas hadin is chesed chofatzi v'loy zavach. It's the chesed of Klal Yisrael. The ayin toiva, the noise ba'oil, is what triggers off HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response as well, to be noise ba'oil with Klal Yisrael, tzar, and bring us be'ez Hashem, the Gula Shlema.